Around the time that Philip Glass and his peers were shaking up classical music, another musical revolution was starting in pop. Hip-hop pioneers using the turntable to remix songs in real time. A couple generations later, you get somebody like Jace Clayton, also known as DJ Rupture. He is a turntable wizard, as well as an ethnomusicologist and a bit of a philosopher. When he was on the show a few weeks ago, he was good enough to give us one of his band's tracks for you to remix. This is the original song called L'Avion, or The Plane. Guys, 70 of you, came back with 70 different remixes that ranged hugely in style and texture, from experimental collages to house beats. And now it is time for the man himself, DJ Rupture, to pick a winner from among all of your entries. Jace Clayton, welcome back to Studio 360.
Hello, thanks.
So, first, let me ask you, in a general sense, what makes a good remix?
I'm always looking for a remix which really reimagines the source material, and so it needs to be a little disrespectful. It needs to break it down to pieces and then build it up into a totally, you know, a new shape.
Uh-huh.
I want to be surprised, because I know the original song inside and out.
Yeah.
And so remixes which will just change a few details here and there, I find that a little bit boring.
Right. So what did you think of the submissions overall?
I mean, it was pretty amazing and overwhelming. I think there are over 70. It's like this game of telephone, in the sense you put this thing into the world and it comes back to you and endless permutations.
What was the most surprising bit you heard?
So the most surprising was actually a remix done by someone I know, a sound artist named Chris Wood, aka Ward the Cat in London. And his was the most surprising because he, rather than just do a straight remix, he kind of took it a conceptual sound art direction. It was called the Carnival Mix. And so what he did, he took elements of the song, but sort of put them in this whole sound field.
Here we're hearing it.
Here we go. Yeah, with some field recordings, which I bet he recorded at the Notting Hill Carnival. So almost this effect of hearing our song, but in as you're walking through London City with sound systems playing nearby and, you know, bits of other songs. It's almost...
it's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty interesting what he did. So there's this big sense of space,
yeah,
and distance, and it's all a little bit disorienting. He wasn't... yeah.
And I guess we didn't say you couldn't add things that you recorded yourself, so this counts.
Mm-hmm.
But was there something else that struck you as out there or interesting?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's funny, one of the ones that we were marveling at was there's a symphonic mix. And so what this person did was, Adam Bryce, or Burse, I believe, he took our song and then just added layers. He added a drum kit, he added new violin, guitar lines, and it keeps the melody line and the shape of the original, but it almost like supercharges it as if for a big movie soundtrack.
Yeah, that's big. That's a lot.
Absolutely. And you can, clearly a lot of time went into this. Seems like live recording of a number of instruments.
Really?
So, yeah, that's what I'm guessing.
Wow. So, on to the winners, what you determined were the two best. Who's your runner-up?
So the runner-up is the group called The Lows and the Highs. And they kind of took, you know, the original song as sort of melancholy or introspective, and they decided to push it more in that direction by making kind of ambient sound field based around that. But really detailed textural work, And interestingly enough, these guys, they did this remix entirely with freely available software. Open source stuff. There's a really interesting.
Did you give them extra credit for that?
Yep, extra credit points. Actually, I only found that afterwards because first I was listening.
So you didn't. Like, so just on its own terms, this was the second best one you heard. Now, this is called Time Stretch Remix?
Yes.
What does that mean? Is that a term of art?
It's a musical term, actually. You can take a little snippet of sound and then literally lengthen it while the pitch remains the same. And so you can use that to create more drone-like tones and sort of, you know, smear a sound into a texture.
And it's so interesting that so far, of these three that we've played, they are so distinct. You almost wouldn't imagine, unless you're you, that they all have the same DNA.
Yes, yeah. And so that's, you know, so that's, each one is a good remix. They took it far from where it began.
And the winner is...
Drum roll. The Phoenix Brothers.
Had you known of them before?
Nope, never heard of them. It turns out they're from Tulsa. And yeah, they've just really, really went into it. They completely reimagined the whole piece, used a new drum beat, sampled various bits of the melodies and the instruments, but each one is, they would add their own melodies. Very, very complete work, and a very contemporary kind of dance floor sound, dubstep, hip-hop related. And they didn't incorporate the vocals, which was a surprising move. I believe the cello sound is pitched up and turned into this sort of rumbling bass line. Here they've cut up the banjo into a new melody line. There's some synth sounds that we used in the original, which wash in.
So these and the other people whose remixes we played, it seems as though they spent a lot of time.
I think so, yeah.
Let's call them up and tell them they're the winners. Hi, is that JMA?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Kurt Anderson at Studio 360. How are you?
Good. How you doing, man?
Good. Thanks so much for entering this remix contest. As I think our producers told you that you're one of the finalists, yeah?
Yeah, I was super excited.
Well, maybe you'll be more super excited now because actually you guys are the winners.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
That's freaking awesome. Wow.
And I've got Jace Clayton, DJ Rupture, here with me to tell you why he liked your remix.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Awesome.
Hey, Phoenix Brothers and JMA. Yeah, great work, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to remix it. I mean, all the stems were out of this world, great quality. I mean, outstanding.
Nice, yeah. And I feel like you guys really went in there and kind of took full use of those stems. Like, I hear all sorts of different samples, and each one is completely flipped. And the fact that you guys are writing new melodies and then crafted this, like, sick beat underneath it... really playing with the time and taking the mood into a different direction. Yeah, great work.
Yeah, you nailed it. Exactly what we tried to do is, you know, I wanted to keep the essence of what you made because, like I said, everything was great from the get-go. I just wanted to take it and just, as you said, flip it and just did exactly that.
I want to ask you, is there a thriving DJ remix culture in Tulsa?
Actual producers, not so much. It's coming up little by little, and as we're getting out there and we're DJing, getting around them, we're trying to help our community and anybody that pretty much comes up and say, hey, let's make a song, we're down to do it.
When you're not making music and DJing, what do you do? How do you earn a living?
I'm a graphic designer by trade. I'm actually right now in the middle of a video shoot, shooting some B footage.
Well, I'll let you get back to it, since that's what pays the bills.
Yep,
thanks a lot.
You got to pay the bills. Thank you.
It's actually kind of great to see people excited to engage with something and take it in so many different directions, you know, because obviously making a song turns to a very specific thing. And so it's a different look when you see all these strange reflections.
Yes, exactly. DJ Rupture, thank you very much once again for managing this and allowing this to happen.
Well, thank you, Kurt. It's been great.
And thanks to everyone who submitted their 70-some remixes. You can listen to the winning tracks at studio360.org and, in fact, all 70 remixes on our SoundCloud page.